The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz. Hello, Kanan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Benji. Thank you. And allow me to compliment the DJ. Love the last song.
Yes, we have some excellent, excellent song people here. So thank you very much for that. Kanan, a rather strange story to begin with. A Dutch rabbi, of all people, has resigned from his council after tying COVID measures to Nazism.
It's a story that's making waves to this day in the Netherlands. And the reason is that Tamara Benema, she's a reform rabbi, in doing so in a speech, she went against one of the pillars of policy right now for our community, and not only hers, in Jewish communities all over the world, there is now an attempt to counter this equation between the Holocaust and COVID and coronavirus policies, which extremist circles on either edges of the political spectrum are trying to push. And just 5 days before Tamara made this speech, the unified Dutch Jewish community went to the government and asked them to counter it. And then one of their own, a member of the Dutch Union of Progressive Judaism, actually does this very explicit equation. And what she said is that the rhetoric about the unvaccinated resembles to her as a Jewish person the kind of marginalization that went on with Jews before the Holocaust.
That's quite big, if you ask me. I've seen it even more explicit in America, people hearing yellow stars. Personally, I just think that the Holocaust should be kept out of a public health debate.
Right. But once something like this happens, when a rabbi who has some sort of recognition comes out and does this equation, then the genie's out of the bottle in a way. And you saw it featuring in all these COVID conspiracy theory forums. Oh, you know, the rabbi finally affirms what we've been saying. So the damage has been done, and we don't know the ramifications of it in the Netherlands or beyond for now. It has gone international. And in an attempt to kind of at least purge their own camp, the Dutch Jewish community summoned Tamara Benema and fired her, which to me personally was a painful thing to watch, because I've known her, I know her personally, and she's a sharp, outspoken, brilliant person, very unorthodox. She also said once that she was led to Judaism while experiencing an acid trip. She took LSD when she was young, and that led her down the path of becoming quite a prominent rabbi in the Netherlands. She's also an expert in Sufism, and quite an active figure in interfaith dialogue. And it appears that she has strayed off the path. And once that happens, I think that the damage to the rhetoric generally about the Holocaust, the marginalization of it that's already underfoot in Europe, we'll see it reflected in days and months to come.
Yeah, very, very sad. Sounds like an interesting lady nonetheless. Kanan, if you go to Amsterdam, one of the things that strikes me in that city is that the places where Jews used to be are almost like geographic dead zones. It's almost like the people of Amsterdam have had a part of their city that has been torn out, and no one really knows what to do with it. Your next story for us is talking about a Jewish entrepreneur who's trying to revive some of that spirit.
Right. Now, I want to begin with an admission that I'm a hoarder, and I just collect old stuff, screws and nuts and what have you. And I'm so happy. I didn't know about this place when I was still living in the Netherlands, because Gideon Italiander, he's a young 40-year-old guy, has a warehouse with all the old stuff and the new stuff you can imagine, random objects, fishing rods, old cuckoo clocks, nuts and bolts, and that's kind of his business model, with which he launched a very innovative home design chain of stores in the Netherlands. And his big gamble during Corona was to keep on buying produce, because a lot of businesses were going bankrupt, and they had to dump their goods somewhere. And he bought this, all this stuff. He already had 4 stores. Now he has 5. And he took a huge gamble, when he bought the products without actually having a store because the country was locked down. And now it's paying off, and he's able to sell it with a profit. Now he's not shy about saying that he has a mercantile sense that he thinks is connected to his Jewish ancestry. He's a Sephardic Jew. So it's a lovely business story, but there's also a historical dimension here because Amsterdam used to have a Jewish market, which was unfortunately became no longer Jewish after the Holocaust because 80% of the city's Jewish community was murdered. And in that one warehouse owned by Gideon Italiano, you still find that old spirit of the old Jewish market of Amsterdam, which today is really just sells knickknacks to tourists. You have a social fabric. You have people coming and people from the Jewish old age home talking about how this reminds them of the old market. And he's actually right there. The guy's a millionaire, and he's right there behind the counter, building this community. It's a beautiful thing to watch. It's on Haven Street in Amsterdam, and when traffic resumes, because I understand the country's going into lockdown, it's certainly somewhere to visit that's not on the tourist guides.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much. That's a fantastic story, Kanan. Enjoy the rest of your week, and thank you so much for joining us on the Overdrive on Chai FM.
Thanks for having me. Bye.